With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for KNC.
What?
The real KNC.
It's called the only KNC now, right?
Best producers in the market.
Morning show producers.
Curtis and Ken. I love those guys very much.
Podcast stars.
Oh, how do you not know that? And you'd be like, ah, Curtis, idiot.
Lumpy. Come on, Lumpy.
Lumpster, you moron.
And now.
5:30 a.m. The real KNC to live radio every Monday, a half hour before the show.
Live on the air?
Live on the air. 93.7.
This place is going to drop in ratings.
Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on your radio.
I think it's a bad idea.
Here's Ken.
Can I just say something to you, Ken?
Yes, you can.
I love you.
And Chris.
Ken and Curtis aren't adults. They are sycophants. Both of them will try to make me look like an ass.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
It's the real and only KNC on a Monday morning, 5:30 a.m. Ken Laird and no Chris Curtis. This is like the old days. This is Alex Reamer filling in for Chris Curtis. There's only been a chosen few who have been allowed this opportunity.
Yes.
And it's Alex Reamer back again, because Curtis is in Hawaii.
Yes, I believe this is, and I told Chris, gave him a command, no scheduling fill-in shows while you were
no, he's been texting
Oahu
me every day.
Waikiki.
Every single day I've got a text from
Why?
Curtis about programming. He cannot disengage.
Really? Come on, Curtis, unplug.
I know. I've been telling him. Wheels up, disengage.
Yeah, this is my third appearance on The Real KNC. I think the first appearance that I ever made on the show resulted in me getting hired here full-time, actually, because Phil Zachary, the GM at the time, heard me on The Real KNC,
oh, really?
And my critiques of the website, yes, prodded by you. And he said, I like this kid. Let's bring him on board.
Wow.
Well, that's why Bradfo was, that is a reason why Bradfo was originally not gung-ho about my hiring.
Because that's correct.
The genesis of it was from Real KNC podcast criticism. See, Ken, this podcast upsets a lot of people. This
yes,
show, I
does.
Guess, upsets
well,
a lot of people.
Well, now let's get right into it. Now, it's upset you
yes.
a lot more now than it used to.
That is so not true at all. That's not true at all. As Curtis accurately said, a couple weeks ago, the reason why I did my terrible thing, my backstabbing, blackmailing threat, was based off of criticism levied not on the Kirk and Callahan show,
oh,
but on
oh,
the real KNC podcast. So, no, this show has always irritated the hell out of me.
Okay,
it's not a new
point.
Phenomenon, Ken.
What are your current beefs with me and Curtis? And I must say,
yes.
In my opinion, Curtis has been much harder on you than I have been, and I feel like
yes.
I take the brunt of it.
That's not true at all, really? You think I
yes.
hit you back?
Yes.
Well, I've been applauding Mark James, which pains me to do anyway, the last couple of times, efforting back at Curtis. Well, okay, so here are, I should have had a mutt list, like when Mutt fought with Rob and his podcast with Kirk. But
which would have been three words. Mutt lists are all like choice words.
I like his debate thoughts. Oh. Beto, too tired. Too tired to be president. Or Eric Swalwell. Oh, is that the Syracuse
Wait
grad?
Till Pardon Mutt's Take appears
when
on
is this,
WI.com.
We'll get to, when is this calm
After
coming?
After his vacation. I'm mandating it.
Is,
so
that, is that a hard and fast rule?
Yes.
It's happening for sure.
For sure.
Because we need another voice on the website, as we always do, always welcoming unique voices. Mutt's mm-hmm. certainly a unique voice. And I think, as you guys have made the case on this program, it would be great for the show. It would
yes.
be great for the show. But here's, so I think, the real, so this show's, when just launched this again, about a month ago, a month and a half ago?
Yeah.
Okay, so you would agree that overall, right, so the Kirk and Callahan show, much of the show was Kirk and Jerry crapping on the third host,
Correct.
Other people on the station, etc. You would say the Mutt and Callahan show does not have as much of that, right?
Correct. Kirk
okay.
was a master at that.
Right.
Yes.
So, of course, right. We don't emulate that. We, we all have our strengths. Right. So, to start, excuse me, I could say, well, this criticism is just part of the game. We're all, we're all playing along here. So, let's ratchet it up. What am I going to say to come back? But the fact that I am blasted, and granted, 95% of it is directed at Mutt, so I'm reacting to 3 to 5% of the show sometimes. I'm admitting that up front. But I am then criticized like I was Pride weekend, the best weekend of my year, Ken. And you guys blast me. I'm unprofessional. I sound drunk on the air, showing up late.
Well, Curtis said you sound drunk on the air. I didn't echo that. And I got a report you were there 1 minute before the show. We've had this out already.
Perhaps. The show starts at 9.
You've made it clear, even since then, that you're not thrilled about the Sunday morning spot.
Well,
my only point was you should not be on that particular show. Not that you'd be
stripped
off the air.
But my name is on that show. So that would be so insulting to me if you took me from a show and that I host.
I
mean,
agree,
that'd be very insulting, Ken. And I would say that, yes, if you were to pick what is my dream time slot, no. 26 years old where I am in my life, no, Sunday mornings is not my dream time slot. But I do it, and I think most of the time I show up prepared. Most of the time I show up well. Perhaps on Pride weekend, there's an exception. But, I mean, last year at this time, I don't even think I was back on the air yet after the whole Brady thing. So I
should be relishing this opportunity.
So I do not take airtime for granted. And if it comes across that way, I apologize.
But since then, you've been correctly spurred in the right direction. I think you've done a nice job on Sundays in the last couple of weeks. I must add that.
Yes, and you know what? And that was a little kick in the ass. I mean, because if the criticism is real a little bit, it can hurt.
Yes.
So, yes. But here's the thing. So you guys do that. And then it's like not referenced at all on the show. Or if it is, it's for 30 seconds. So it's like these are just two guys lobbing bombs. And then
just two guys.
There's really no answer.
This gets to the heart of it.
Yes.
You don't respect Curtis and I on-air personality.
Now, that is that. Okay, go ahead. Do your thing.
Well, so no, that's my perception.
See, and that couldn't be more wrong. If I didn't respect you, I wouldn't care about the criticism.
You've referred to us as producers who were talking on the air.
You're right, because everything we say on the air is totally, it's not in jest at all. I mean, but you guys are producers, right? I mean, you are in the producer's booth.
We're super producers. We're executives, and we're on-air contributors to The Morning Show, and have been for 3 years.
As I wrote, you know, there was a big vacuum to be filled. I mean, I started this, Ken. I gave you guys the biggest pump of all.
It was great.
I am huge fans of Ken and Curtis. I respect your
opinion. It doesn't appear that way.
I respect your opinion of on-air talent, and this isn't me backtracking in any sense. If I didn't respect your opinion, Ken, I wouldn't get angry at the criticism.
That's contrary to what you've
When Mark James criticizes me, I don't care because I don't respect his opinion. I respect your opinion. I respect Curtis's opinion. So when you guys criticize me, it hurts. How am I contradicting myself?
But early this week, you said, why are the producers criticizing
their
talent?
Well, that's a whole different situation, right? There's now a situation with The Morning Show where the producers are bullying the
talent.
The tyrannical reign there is, right? Because you would agree, you're a radio guy, that in contemporary radio, producers are there largely to be made fun of. Correct? That's always been the rule.
You would agree this has never been the case with Curtis and I.
No, you guys have never been made fun of ever.
Well, we get made fun of, but we dish it out as well. That's sports talk radio.
Wait,
you
were
the
sock puppet. You didn't dish out any crap.
We did on the podcast every week.
By the way, this isn't a pod. Can you swear? Is this going over live at 5:30?
I'm admitting now it's not live. we're taping this on Sunday, but that's fine.
I came in 5:30 for a show that I'm not even on. I mean, this
live
is
to tape.
Yes.
Now, we used to crush Pete Shepard. Any member of the casting couch.
But you guys were crushed in return. Kirk crushed Curtis.
So crushes.
Kirk crushed you. But Mutt, doesn't. And you guys just pile on Mutt all the time.
So you're worried about Mutt. This is not about you. This is about Mutt.
No, I'm just saying, in general, the dynamics are, you guys, yes, it comes across. Well, also, you guys are in management positions, too. Curtis, at least, is, I feel, kind of directly in control of my airtime.
He is.
So do I punch back too hard? It's a weird whole dynamic.
I think you've clearly, now Mark James has gone way overboard. He's now criticized Curtis
calling
directly.
Calling him bald.
Unbelievable. Also a poor on-air voice. What did you make of the James criticism of Curtis?
Okay, now here's another thing. I enjoyed the Ken, Mutt, and Curtis shows. I thought those were good shows. Would have been better if I was involved. I think it could have been a little four-man weave. But in terms of a three-man weave, I liked it. I like Curtis on the air. I like you on the air. Again, that is why I get angry at the criticism. But I do like what Mark James did, is that he fought back. Because you guys would admit, and you know what, maybe I need to do a better job of that, of punching back to you guys, giving it back to you, because you guys just lob these bombs, 5:30 to 6.
Punch back, that's all you've done the last 2 weeks.
Well,
you called into our show,
rightfully
you disrupted
so.
What you admitted is a good show with a call-in.
You wanted me to call.
Sad and desperate.
So here's the thing, though. So Curtis ranks me last on the casting couch behind Andy Hart, Chris Mannix, Mark Dondero. I mean, let's go on down
the
line.
Again, my list.
Yes. So I call in, and then I challenge Curtis. I say, Curtis, why'd you rank me last? And he goes, I did it because for this call, because we knew you would react. What if I didn't call in? What if I didn't? You know, so Curtis, obviously, every joke has a semblance of truth to it. So I would like to know what has been bad with my performances on The Morning Show the last, I don't know, month and a half, 2 months. I mean, really, tell it to me, because honestly, I think they've been the same. Pretty much.
You know, my only criticism has been when it's you, Mutt, and Jerry. I particularly think you, Wiggy, and Mutt are very good. When it's you and Jerry,
they're lighter shows for sure.
You guys dominate, and Mutt is just in general not as good. Which you're right, it may not be your fault. Maybe a Mutt problem, but that's the reality of the Mutt.
Well,
how
is it my
show?
So hold on. So I am brought in because I contrast Jerry's put. That's one of the things I bring to the show,
yes,
right? That I am not going to allow Jerry to just prattle on and on and on. So headlines is our opportunity to go back at each other with that kind of stuff. That is my segment.
Correct.
So,
but I'm talking
not
about beyond headlines. There have been a number of occasions where segment one were down the AOC road. And it's not always your fault. Sometimes it's Jerry. Jerry wants to go there directly with you. But you're prepared. You are definitely eager and ready to
because,
go down.
Because
the
way that I view it is, the 6 to 6:30 segment is feeling things out. Did you see this? Did you read that on Twitter? Did you hear that? What about this guy? Can you believe what Mark James said the other day? Did you see that on Fox, Jerry? Boy, your guy Tucker really went off last night. Like that, I think, is always the 6 to 6:30 segment. It's just kind of shooting the you know?
But Mutt can't hang. You would admit Mutt can't hang.
I mean, sometimes he can, sometimes he can't. I mean, and how is that my problem? So what should the so is a better segment at 6:10 for Mutt to go, so the Celtics are not interested in DeMarcus Cousins. What do we think about that?
I mean, I just think you need to be more aware of that. I know you're the third guy in. It's a Jerry problem, too. But you've got to keep Mutt included in the conversation.
So
you've got to
address him directly?
Yes. Dumb it down for Mutt.
See, again.
And much of the listeners, because let's be honest, many of our listeners are not the brightest. They just want to hear sports talk. They want to come in, lowest common denominator. We have a lot of smart listeners. Obviously, we do.
Yes.
The P1s are
the ones who like me
terrific.
Are the smart ones, yes.
But the sports talk radio audience often gets lost in that stuff, as Mutt does. Mutt, I think, is an example of our listener.
So my answer would be, let's not do it at all. I mean, I just did a show with Villani. We did very little politics. I mean, the Megan Rapinoe stuff kind of is politics, which is why I do it.
Yeah.
And like doing it. But, I mean, I do shows, me, Rob, and Wiggy, never do politics. I'm filling in for Dale and Keefe today. We're not going to do politics, me, Rob, and Ben. So here's the thing, right? I think we're trying to satisfy two masters where the show, no doubt, is in much more of a sports direction than it was, and that's fine. As you mentioned, it's a sports talk station. That's not a put-down.
Right.
But, you know, so then it's like headlines is the one opportunity, and you're trying to sneak it in other places, but then it doesn't always go as far as it should. Like, we get calls on it that Curtis does not always put on the air, which agitates Jerry. So my proposal I would have maybe is either we say, listen, if the best story of the day is Trump and E. Jean Carroll, let's do 45 minutes on it. Or if we don't want to do that, then let's not do it at all.
I think that's the balance we have to strike, particularly with Jerry still here. If someday Jerry retires, let's be honest, a lot of this is going to go away, and it will be a more quote-unquote traditional sports talk show.
That's what worries me, too. You say that Jerry's the only reason why I'm like still on often. I mean, why? If you think I'm good on the air,
that's not my choice. I just the reality of the situation is you would agree. You are tied very strongly to Jerry Callahan. Jerry loves you here.
I love Jerry.
Glenn directly rebukes you as being a part of their show.
The fourth voice, right.
Dale doesn't want you as part of his show.
I guess not.
If Jerry leaves, I just foresee a scenario where powers greater than mine would put a three-man crew in that would not include you. I would fight for you.
On a permanent basis?
Yes.
No, probably not.
The casting couch would be done.
Would be done. Right, it would be. And then what happens to, I mean, in that situation, there's a million unanswered questions as well.
Yes.
I agree. I mean, that would be a seismic type of situation. There's no doubt about it.
Okay, let's put a pause on it there. My conversation with Alex Reamer in for Chris Curtis on the Real and Only KNC, the pre-show. The Mutt and Callahan pre-show here on this Monday, the 8th of July, continues coming up next. And don't forget, top of the 6 o'clock hour, it is Mutt and Callahan. Today, Mark James has Andy Hart and Greg Dickerson alongside. That'll be coming up at 6 a.m. this morning.
This is Mutt and Callahan on Sports Radio WEEI.
We continue on the Real and Only KNC, the pre-show here for Mutt and Callahan. Coming up top of the hour, Mark James with Andy Hart and Greg Dickerson. In for the guys, Mutt and Jerry still off. Jerry will be back on Wednesday. Chris Curtis is out for the week, and that means I needed a replacement. Alex Reamer has filled the void. Alex came in yesterday, and we had it out about the tensions between the producers and Reamer here on the show. And here's part two of that conversation. So therefore, I feel for you. You would be relegated to nights and weekends. 6A to 6P would be tough for you to get back on if Jerry leaves.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, it would be tougher.
So that's all I said.
Okay, yeah.
You're tied to Jerry. You admit.
A bit. But I would hope at least there would be a fight on your and Curtis's behalf.
I would fight
behalf.
For you. And I've repeatedly said you're good for our show. I hope you know that.
Oh,
Curtis
I know that.
And I both appreciate your on-air talents. We may be the only two in the building that appreciate
so why do you say that?
What you bring to the show.
And then you say, why am I flying off the handle? I mean, how else would you expect me to react when you insinuate
you
quite
take it. You,
clearly?
You listen, you say, okay, I understand. Give a couple shots.
I understand that
you've been unhinged. In fact, so much so that Buck the other day. Now, this was embarrassing for a couple reasons. One, you were teasing this the other day on the Friday show with Buck. We're coming up. We're talking about the producers. We're talking about the producers. Then you get to the segment. I'm tuning in. You kept me. And Buck just wanted no part of it. He totally derailed. You're talking about the infighting.
Buck doesn't like that stuff.
Which, at first, I thought, well, that's terrible because I wanted to hear what you had to say. But I think Buck may have a point. I want to defer to our veterans, our experienced talent here at this station. Maybe Buck's right.
maybe you get too unhinged when talking about this stuff, and he's trying to save you from yourself. So maybe we shouldn't have you talking about infighting either.
What do you mean?
Listen back to the last couple of weeks when you called in. You were out of your mind.
Oh, I've been more
that's
out of my mind than that.
Of you. That's not Reamer at his best. That's Reamer on the old show becoming unglued, which leads to Dino calling you a chihuahua and
right.
people taking shots at you.
True.
I think you're beyond that. You should not be coming unglued anymore. And it's actually Curtis's fault that he tweaked you on the show. To get you to call in. It's somewhat, if that wasn't a sincere list by Curtis, I do blame him a little bit for pushing your buttons to get you.
I don't think it was all that sincere, but maybe, who knows. Well, then you asked the question of, well, if you keep saying no, that everyone, you clearly.
Maybe you're better talking about the beauty of Northern New England with Charlotte Wilder, that sort of Reamer, Reamer.
I could go in that direction, there's no doubt. NPR, Jim and Marjorie do a great job. But when you say that, you clearly insinuate that management does not like me very much on the air. When you and Curtis, supposed to be my two champions, are, you know, criticizing me, even lightly so, of course that's going to bother me, and of course I'm going to get upset. So,
I'm coming to realize that. I think we no longer can criticize Reamer.
No. See, no, I don't want that either, because criticize me all you want. It's fine. I think
it's not fine, because you become unglued.
But
that's
fine.
You become a person who is not appealing to the listener.
Okay, I mean, admittedly, people tweet at me. They said they loved that call the other day. I got two positive tweets, Ken. That's an unbelievable thing.
That's a good sample.
Come unglued. I mean, 2 years ago, yes, that was me unglued. I would say my call the other day was not all that unglued. I mean, clearly, you know, again, I mentioned I was ranked behind, you know, Chris Mannix. I was ranked behind Dundara. I mean, clearly start off with a little bit of a I think that was more of a perform, you know, sure, semblance of truth, yes, but I wouldn't say I was totally unglued. Wasn't going to unveil any personal secrets or anything
as a result
of that call.
You will admit the last 3 weeks this has bothered you. To the point where now you stare daggers at me. We're in the hallway. It's very uncomfortable.
When am I even here?
You said
the
buck, we need to have it out. This is why we're having this conversation.
I'm trying to build up the part. I'm trying to build up the interest. What this is what we're trying to do here. You can criticize me all you want. That's what I think is fun. I like the back and forth. And that's why I've been bothered, because I feel, because the real crux of it is that, as I mentioned, I think in my phone call, I feel like in a sports media sense, sports radio sense, I am at perpetual war here against, and Curtis has said it before, if you hate me on the air, that says way more about you than it does about me. So I feel like we're in this together. So in total, you can rip on me, you can call my takes idiotic, you can take shots at me, do all that stuff. But to come on and say in front of a large audience that Reamer should be stripped off a show
you admit it was your performance was
subpar. One week, Ken. I mean, honest to God. I mean, so to come out with that, we'll strike that from the record. To come out with that, though, you know, that is more than just taking shots at me or saying, oh, that was an idiotic take or this and that. So that's why that comment coinciding with the week of Wiggy is what really drove me up a wall.
Oh, that really set you off.
Of course it did.
That was really the heart of it. And you were going to get a week.
I don't think so.
You were going to get a week. That was the general plan was, we'll do Wiggy week, then we'll get a Reamer week.
Yes.
And then it just, I mean, you just totally collapsed. And
mixed
I mean,
in with the Travelers and
this
and that.
Which, by the way, this week you're going to get 4 out of 5 days, so it's basically Reamer week.
That's fine. Listen, I've been on for 2 years. I don't need a Reamer week. The Wiggy week, it should be just Reamer permanently, Reamer, Mutt, and Jerry, really. But, I mean, the Wiggy week, I mean, well, because Wiggy does not see the value. You say you see the value I bring in the show. Jerry, certainly. I mean, Jerry was more than sees the value. Mutt sees the value. Wiggy does not. And that's what bothers me.
Does not see the value in you on the
show. Right,
and
that's what bothers me. Because even Kirk, when he was at his diabolical worst, knew deep down that I was good for the show and good for the station, a good character to have. Wiggy doesn't see that. And that is what annoys me about Wiggy. I just feel like we're just talking on different levels.
What did you think of the Wiggy and James show last week?
It was fine.
Politically correct. I actually thought it was pretty good, except obviously when those guys have to talk politics, they're put in a
well. They shouldn't do it then.
Yeah,
and they didn't really do it. I mean, Mark James and Rapino is idiot. I'd
James
love to argue
his,
them about that. I'm sure we'll do that this week.
Oh yeah, that's true. He goes political. I mean,
yeah,
he did a little of the Kaepernick stuff. He did a lot of.
I got to say the one critique I would have. I don't need Brady or Belichick. Who gets the credit? I don't need to hear that debate anymore.
But it was Bernard Pollard tweets. That was topical. That was partially Laird driven. I'll take responsibility for that. But yeah, that's good. Well, That's a different topic. But overall, I thought those guys brought life. They're interesting.
They certainly are.
I think they bring a value to the show.
I've said Wiggy overall has been a net positive to the station. My very important opinion. I have a lot of pull here.
He has. Would you promote it? Would you say he deserves a full-time slot on any of the day parts?
I don't think so. If there is a full-time slot, Dale and Keefe, I think, is the best spot for him full-time.
Dale and Wiggy?
Dale and Keefe.
Oh, a permanent third man in.
No, I don't think so. I mean, why would you sign someone to a full-time deal if they're not going to be on a show permanently?
Well,
maybe do some web work for us. I think Wiggy should be a columnist alongside Mutt, sure. But outside of that,
all right, so we've got to wrap this up. We're probably over, actually, from what's going to air show. But if not,
I need to hear all of it.
You said you had some grievances or you wanted to get it out. If we aired everything out here,
do you
feel like we're in a better spot?
The one thing I would say, too, just why I get so agitated with the criticisms of you and Curtis is obviously I was not, it was you, Kirk, Jerry, Curtis, obviously, and Mutt was the fifth, no doubt. He was in way more than you. So I'm saying I was a very, very small part of that Kirk and Callahan family, right? But I feel like over the last year, it's been weird. You know, it's been a lot of weird situations working here. I have not been involved with it nearly to the level that you four have, and certainly Jerry has. But, you know, I've dealt with a small fraction of some of the residual stuff from that and have dealt with some of those push and pull factors. Like Kirk, if Kirk had a show on radio.com, he wanted you to produce and wanted me to be his co-host, right? I mean, so we both, to different extents, varied to, you know, the push and pull with that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And so when you guys take, again, what feel like more personal shots at me, I feel like it's a little bit of betrayal. I feel like we've been through this. Like, I feel like we have the same idea about what kind of radio is good radio. And just that. So that is also the crux.
So you don't mind that we make fun of you or Mutt, but we make fun of you too much based on your role on the show.
No.
We're picking on you.
It just has felt unnecessarily venomous. The last 3-4 weeks.
Okay.
So there you go.
Which comment in particular?
Really the week of Wiggy. That podcast in the week of Wiggy. Since then, no, I don't really have many complaints.
Just last Friday, you said we needed to have it out.
And I think we have. Do you have anything to say to me?
I think you're great on the air.
I think you're a
terrific part of the Mutt and Callahan show. I will no longer criticize you in any way.
Okay, see, I don't want that. You're
number one on my casting couch rankings. I'll just say it right now.
Okay, I sense a little smirk across your face.
We need to build you back up to be a respectable, non-off-the-rails member of the morning show.
I would agree. That is rather unattractive when I call in like that. It is. And I feel like ever since I came back, I've been doing a better job of being a little more, you know, sane.
Yeah.
But I also care, you know? Because I bleed. You cut me, I bleed.
And Jerry does like when you go off the rails, so he's going to continue to push those buttons. But
no.
I'm in your corner. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Bye.
This is Mutt and Callahan on Sports Radio WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.